Hi, I'm Ashley Marie.
And I'm Bea.
I have a degree in kinesiology.
And I learned everything I know through Google.
I'm a dog mom.
I'm a mother of three girls.
I'm a Christian.
And I'm a Jew.
I'm a neat freak, and I am a professional home organizing business called Mind Your Mess.
I live in organized chaos and own a social media management business called Be Connected.
We've known each other for over 20 years, and even with all these differences, we're able to be good friends.
And we both have found benefits from living mindfully. Mindful Living Podcast, Episode 1.
Hey guys. So today we're going to talk about what we think the benefits are of mindful living. So what we did was we both wrote down our own definitions of living mindfully, and here's what we came up with. I believe living mindfully is being aware of how we're living and what we own. Living life with intent and not just doing something because society tells us to, but actually because we believe in it and there's a purpose in it.
That's kind of my definition, or goes into my definition, is that mindful living is doing things with purpose, being aware of what that purpose is. So for example, when I eat something, what's my purpose behind eating this food? Is it taste good? Does it make me feel good? Does it benefit my health? I think when you're aware of what your purpose is behind what you're doing, you'll make better decisions.
Oh, B, you should Google it.
I already did.
Of course you did.
The first website that came up when Googling what is mindful living was Psychology Today. And internet says, mindfulness is a state of active, open attention on the present. When you're mindful, you carefully observe your thoughts and feelings without judging them good or bad. Instead of letting your life pass you by, mindfulness means living in the moment and awakening to your current experience rather than dwelling on the past or anticipating the future.
I really love that. There's a lot of parts of that I really love. Don't judge good or bad. Don't let your life pass you by. Live in the moment. Don't dwell or anticipate. All of those things are things that I've worked on really hard in the past 3 to 5 years, and I think it's changed my life dramatically. Whenever I turned 30, I made myself a promise that I would start living my life and start paying attention to how I was living my life. And so far, I've lived up to that promise.
So yeah, I think our definitions were kind of a mix of that. Being mindful, living in the moment. You know, for someone who has anxiety like me, that can be really difficult. And that's part of why I wanted to do this podcast, is because it's something that I've worked on a lot, especially recently when I've started meditating, being more active and doing yoga, and trying to be more aware and more present in the moment to help me work on my anxiety. But it's not so easy, and so I was hoping that, you know, through this podcast I could reach people that also have been wanting to work on this and they're not really sure how to get started or how to incorporate mindful living into their day-to-day.
What we own and accumulate over the years has a direct impact on our lives. Now, when I say that, I'm not implying that you can't go shopping or you can't buy things for yourself or you can't live in a large home. That's not what I'm saying. I just think that everything we bring into our home or into our life should provide joy. It should really give us a sense of happiness. It should serve a purpose. If it doesn't anymore, then I believe you should donate it or give it to somebody that it does serve a purpose to, because that person might find just as much joy in it as what you found in the beginning. Throughout the episodes on Mindful Living Podcast, we're going to be giving you tips on how to be more aware of the things that you own, maybe how to help you declutter and get rid of some things that no longer bring you happiness. I could go on and on about this for a long time, so I'll leave that for another episode. Also, we're going to be giving you some tips throughout the podcast to be mindful, live in the moment, and finding the purpose in these things and in life. I believe everybody has a purpose. We're all here for a reason. I think that it's important that we're kind of seeking that purpose all the time. So every week we'll talk about different things and we will give you tips on how to live with intent and ways that have benefited us. Just things that you can do to start with this whole process of mindful living that we're talking about.
So we posted, if you're following us on Facebook and Instagram, we posted a few days ago about being more mindful when you're eating. So a lot of us, when we're eating, we're on our phones, playing yes. words with friends, checking Facebook, sending text messages, and we just eat super fast half the time, not, you know, paying attention to what we're eating, how much we're eating, how we feel when we're eating. Your challenge or your goal for this week is to be more mindful when you eat. That can be really hard for some people for every single meal. So start small. Start with a snack. Be quiet during whatever snack, one snack of the day. Put the phone down. Don't look at the computer. Don't look at the TV. Don't even talk. So if you need it to be away from people so you're not making conversation, and just focus on what you're eating. A snack is usually a small meal, so it probably will only take you a few minutes, which is why this is an easy goal to achieve this week. Just try to practice that at least once a day. And this is like baby stepping it into bigger
right.
goals. But we'd love to hear who's trying that this week and what you felt and what you thought. I mean, that might sound a little silly, what I think when I was being quiet while I ate. But you'll be surprised at how different you feel once you become more mindful, even just for a few minutes.
And your food might even taste a little bit different because you're not scarfing it down.
Yeah.
So you might be able to savor it a little bit more. And a little tip on this, a lot of people say, well, I'm not going to remember to do that. So if you know that you eat a snack at 10 a.m., then you're going to set a reminder on your phone. And when that reminder goes off at 10 a.m., it'll say something like, eat slowly, or don't forget to be mindful, something like that. So staying organized, of course, during this process will be very helpful.
And Ashley will keep all of us extremely organized.
I will.
So that's it for our first episode, but we also each week want to have segments. And so this segment for this week is what's in your freezer. And luckily we had some people send in some pictures. We asked them to take a picture of something they found in their freezer that they either forgot about.
Or something that's gross or weird.
So we had them send us pictures and we picked our top favorite. So we'll each pick one out of it, of our top favorite,
okay.
and let you know it is. So Ashley, what was your favorite of everything we were sent?
So somebody sent me a picture of a, it's supposed to be a smoothie with chia seeds. It's been in the freezer for a long time. Apparently her son wanted to save it. It
looks like mud. No yeah. offense to your son.
It looks not good.
Maybe dirt.
But we'll post the picture up on social media too so you guys can see this
yeah.
concoction.
I want to know what was in there with the chia seed.
And it's in a Tupperware container. It's not even in like a cup. So I don't know what the plan was for that.
For me, it was a toss-up, but I'm going to have to go with Jamie. She sent me a few. So either her breast milk from March. I don't think she's even breastfeeding anymore, but that's in there. Yeah, that's my favorite.
So if you're listening to this and you sent us a picture tonight with something gross, weird, or really old in your freezer, go throw it away.
Yes.
You're not going to use it. And now that it's out of your freezer, just take it and toss it in the trash can.
So we want y'all to go ahead and find something in your freezer, take a selfie with it. You can either email it to us at hello@mindfullivingpodcast.com, or you can post it on our Facebook page, tag us in it, and we'll add it to our mix.
Yeah.
And then be sure to be following us on Facebook and Instagram, because a few days before we record our next podcast, our next episode, we will post what the next segment is so you can participate beforehand as well.
Yeah, so that'll be really fun, guys. So make sure you send us those pictures. We would love to see what is in your freezer. And whenever I get home, I will take a picture of myself with my freezer.
Which is going to make us all look real great.
So thanks so much, guys, for listening. Make sure that you're following us on Instagram and Facebook at Mindful Living Podcast. And you can see our blog at mindfullivingpodcast.com.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.